Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Good morning. We had Dan Campbell on. He's all fired up about this week's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Johnny told a story about Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah. Getting the...
Get doused in... Tobacco spit.
Little chaw.
Yep.
Yeah, that's disgusting, but not surprising at all that happens. We would always have the typical beers dumped on you.
Batteries.
You know, batteries thrown at you. And, okay, battery thrown at you, it's not going to hurt very much, but when it hits your helmet, man, is it loud in there. It is stunning. The trick that we used to play on teammates, we take our chin straps off and whack you on the helmet with the metal chin strap or the metal buckles on it. And it would instantly, I mean, that was a fight. And so you get a battery tossed at your helmet or multiple batteries tossed at your helmet. Yeah, it was unsettling.
Dan was great, per usual. If you missed it, go back, podcast. We've posted all of it. John, people were fired up, and he talked about what he's going to tell the team, and he kind of got into that coach, you know, rah, rah, here we go. We're in the middle of the week. We still got some days to sort things out and really think about it. But, John, do you have a good read on how this game's going to go?
Well, I think it's, as anybody would anticipate, between two of the better teams in the NFC, I think it's going to be a heavyweight fight. I think going into, if you even look back like a couple of weeks ago, people are looking at this game going, Philly's just better than Detroit. I don't know that that's the feeling now. That I don't know that they're just better. They may be better. And it may just simply come down to they've got the advantage of playing at home. But their defense is in the low 20s in regards to, you know, the scoring defense. They're just not the same defense. They lost a couple of guys on edge. They've had some injuries in the secondary. Cooper DeJean hasn't played the same way he did his rookie season. They've had some setbacks defensively and offensively with a new coordinator. And a couple of new components on the offensive line. I mean, are we talking about the same thing that we went through or have gone through here in Detroit with new components on the offensive line, new coordinator? Dan Campbell taking over the play calling last Sunday, to me, gave me a little bit more confidence going into this game that this is the offense that we saw last year. This is that high test, you know, Ferrari type offense that you're going to be taking to Lincoln Financial.
Anybody out there have a great degree of clarity with this game this week? Because I'm going to do the most honest thing I can do and just tell people I don't have a great read on this game. I mean, are you in camp confident or are you in camp concerned? Or are you having a hard time figuring this one out too? 248-539-9797. Because you're right. I did see them get the RPMs up in a tune-up game against the Commanders. Yep. Saw him rev the engine and dump 44 points. and they got everybody involved, and the offensive line looked much improved, and it looked like they took it personally and responded. At the same time, I have questions about this group consistently. I have questions about them going up on the road against a team in Philadelphia that's got a front that's much better than Washington. I look at Philly, though, and they're not as good as they were a year ago. They're vulnerable. Their run game is not as good as it was last year. They aren't getting pressure and sacking the quarterback as well as they did a year ago. They're 18th in total defense, 23rd in total offense. But they find ways to win. Mm-hmm. And there are no style points for Sunday night. It's just win. And they beat Kansas City. They beat Los Angeles, the Rams. They beat Tampa Bay. They just beat the Packers. These are teams Detroit didn't beat in the instances of Kansas City and Green Bay. Philly a slight favorite, probably should be a slight favorite. Yeah. John, I really don't have a great degree of conviction. I don't have a grandiose take in the middle of the week. I'm truly kind of lost here. I don't have a great read. So if you do, let us know. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Or are you conflicted? 248-539-9797.
So I feel this is a big boy table game, meaning the Lions have not played, I don't believe, many games like this against the teams that have been the elite teams in the NFL for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, I'm kind of thinking this is going to be like the NFC Championship game from a couple years ago. We're going in, could we match with one of the big boys? The 49ers were a very physical football team at that time. They had great lines. That's what Philly has. Philly's lines aren't as good as last year. I mean, you go back to the end of last year and the way they played in that Super Bowl against the Chiefs, that was unbelievable. They're not that same team. I think they missed Mekhi Becton. I think he was very important for Saquon Barkley last year. He played the best football he's played in his life that last 10 games or so. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you in terms of Philly. I think Philly is flipping the switch a little bit. I think they're playing with fire in terms of how they approach some of these games, and then they still end up winning. It's kind of like the Chiefs were, like when they first started doing that like 2 years ago or so. They didn't look the same, but they still won.
Yeah. You know, you're right. They've won ugly. They got a lot of ugly wins. Those wins count, though. And this game is, it may be the first of two games that these teams play this season, but this will decide or could decide where meeting number two takes place.
I mean, they just coming off that Packer game, that's the last thing. They scored 10 points and it was one big play, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, but the playoff game that those teams played last year was like a 22-10 game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty ugly football game, and the Packers' defense got better with Parsons. So yeah. I thought that looked like a playoff game, like an ugly playoff game. On that 10-7 was a lot different than the Broncos Raiders 10-7.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
But again, like, it's classic. Philly found a way to win. Not overly impressive. Certainly vulnerable. A spot where Detroit could go in and pick up a big primetime victory. I mean, they went into Baltimore this year as bigger underdogs against a mobile quarterback in a place where nobody wins, and they rolled up 38 points in a signature performance. I think that's on the table. Absolutely is. The more you dissect and peel back the layers of this game, the more you appreciate what this is. There's a respect for who Philly is. There's a respect for what Detroit's capable of. It's going to be a hell of a fight. You said heavyweight fight. I agree with you.
I think it's going to be a heavyweight bout. And, I mean, you look at the teams that Philly has beaten. And just, you know, four of them are the Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers. Like, they've had a gauntlet of teams that are playing good to and when they've played them as well. That was, I think, the Bucks' first loss. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Rams' first loss. The Chiefs were, you know, no Rashee Rice yet, but, you know, defensively with Spagnuolo, and they were at full strength defensively. So you look at their production offensively, and you could say, okay, well, you're playing against those defenses. And the Packers' defense, we know, is really good as well. You can say whatever you want about their offense, but the Packers' defense is humming along. So, yeah, their offensive numbers are not going to be comparable to others simply because they've played some of the best defenses in the NFL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
248-539-9797. Got a fresh batch of ticket text. Midweek checkpoint for Lions fans. As you set your sights on Sunday Night Football, are you confident? You just saw what the Lions did last week. Dan Campbell's got this. He's all fired up, and they're going to turn the corner. Are you concerned? It's Philadelphia, who finds a way to win, even if it's ugly. It's Philadelphia in Philadelphia with a front that should challenge this offensive line. This offensive line has not been consistent. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Are you conflicted? You just truly don't have a good read for this game, but you're excited to watch and find out. Because that's where I'm at. I'm conflicted. I really don't have a big, plant my flag opinion.
Right, and this is a game. So the Lions to this point, have they played a complete game? Offense, defense, special teams.
Closest would be, what, Baltimore?
I don't know if I would necessarily. So they did well defensively, but they still allowed, 30-plus points.
Yeah. But that's the type of game they need to play to win, right?
Right.
The Lamar game plan where you befuddle and confuse a mobile quarterback. You go on the road and you pummel them offensively. That's what they have to do.
Defensively, yes. You need to have, from the front seven, the Baltimore performance. From the back seven, you got to have the Tampa performance. Mm. From the offense, obviously, we're going to talk about the Washington game and how they were able to, just the rhythm of the offense, being able to spread the ball around to so many receivers, getting the running game going, being effective and explosive. But I think the one thing that I don't know, maybe it makes the difference because it's made a difference in Eagles games to this point, special teams.
Yeah.
This has not been, Jack Fox has been as awesome as he always is. But it has, whether it's kick return, punt return, they've allowed some big returns. We've had some extra points, field goals blocked.
And the Eagles have blocked some field goals.
Right. So if you're going to hope to win this game, you're going to have to play a complete game. Doesn't have to be the best of all three, but it has to be a good performance in all three phases.
Ticket text. After watching Monday Night Football, both teams have better defenses than Detroit, but Detroit brings in the better offense. If Detroit can keep the Eagles at three touchdowns or less, the Lions will win the game.
Yeah, on Twitch it says first team to 20 probably wins the game. And it might be the case.
Hey guys, looks like Vegas thinks the Lions are better. Isn't it an automatic home team laying 3.5 from JoJo? Well, they say 3,
yeah,
and this is 2.5. I think Vegas is telling you it's a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
Yeah. Recipe for this game is the Baltimore game. Pressure the QB, establish the run. I like our offense better against their defense than their offense against our defense. 24 points may win the game. Philly is not better. Their offense is not creative, and Hurts can't hit throws. Their receivers don't get separation. The defense looked better than it should because Green Bay was atrocious on offense. I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. But you're also looking at a team that is defending Super Bowl champs. They're going to be ready to play this game. You're going to get their best performance of the year as well.
Workshopping ideas. Have Costa take 5 milligrams of psychedelic mushrooms before Friday's show.
Oh, that would be amazing. How long does that last? Will it last 4 hours? Will we get psychedelic gym for 4 hours?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not Sony is in the office.
We can ask him. Get his thoughts.
Yeah, he'll be in for the midday show. We could have him ready for backup just in case something happens to you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Just tripping.
So I think one interesting sidebar on this game is that these two haven't played each other since the Lions have been good.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That it's they played them in the opening game in the 1-6 start season, and the Lions turned the corner. One thing that I found fascinating, like the Lions like to play bully ball. They like to, I don't know if Philly's like kind of ready for the Lions, usually how they start a game in terms of intensity.
Oh, I would think that plays right into, I mean, that's what Philly wants to do too.
Right. And I think it's going to be an interesting clash. We haven't seen this one yet. That's the most intriguing thing to me right now is they've not played the Eagles since the Lions been good. They played everybody else.
So you're left like looking for comparables. Who's the team that Philly's played this year that is most comparable to the Lions? There really isn't a great one. I mean, they beat good teams. I'm not saying they haven't played anybody.
Right.
But
so
Chiefs, Rams, Bucks.
Rams. I mean, explosive offense.
Mm-hmm.
Puka Nacua was going off in that game.
And the Rams jumped on them.
Yeah.
The Eagles weren't ready to play that day.
Rams should have won that football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're looking at a team that is probably closest in terms of style of play, now I think the Rams defense is probably a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Well balanced teams, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams are one of the most balanced teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
You might say the Bucks at the time because of the way that Baker Mayfield was playing. That was the Bucks' first loss before the Lions played them. So, I mean, there's a couple of teams in there that I think compare a little bit to the Lions. Now, the Bucks don't run the ball like the Lions do. And I don't know. I mean, the Rams' running game is not what you get from Montgomery and Gibbs.
Yeah, there's not a perfect equal. Like, what the Lions are going to try to do here is run the football, dominate the
right.
line of scrimmage.
And there's no perfect equal in regards to, you know, trying to figure out how the Lions are going to play.
Right.
You know? And we're taking pieces from every game saying, okay, well, if they can handle Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley like they did, you know, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, okay, I think that's a recipe to win.
Yeah, that's the best comparison I think you can make based on who the Lions have played this
season.
And
I don't think Jalen Hurts is anywhere near Lamar Jackson.
In terms of?
Just level of play, ability to escape the pocket and make plays with your feet. He's good. I mean, I'm not saying he's immobile. I'm just saying he's not Lamar Jackson.
It hurts.
There seemed to be a pause. Like, I don't even know if that's a question.
I mean, look, I think Jalen Hurts is more inconsistent, but at his best, he's outdueled Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Right. So we could talk about the shortcomings of Lamar Jackson in the postseason.
Yeah. Well, that's
but regular season, you know, two-time MVP. I would much rather face a team with Jalen Hurts at quarterback than I would with Lamar Jackson at quarterback.
Jalen Hurts plays better when the stakes are higher.
It's kind of what I was getting at.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think he rises to the occasion in certain regular season games,
he doesn't
too.
Turn the ball over, right?
You know, he doesn't get, like, Jalen Hurts doesn't get any credit for when he has a comeback like they did against the Rams. Sure, you got the block kick, and that was the most important thing in the game, but they were down 26-7, and he rallied them.
And to your point, not turning the ball over this year to this point, through nine games for them, 16 touchdowns, only one interception. That's a pretty good stat line.
Yeah. Let's get to Jeff, Washington Township. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Good.
Hey, do you think that the league is going to keep a bigger eye on that stupid tush-push? I mean, it's pretty blatant and obvious that they've been – you know, false starting on those, but that's not what I called about, but that just got me thinking about it. But anyway, the question, I think the defense is going to be key in this game. That defense has been inconsistent. I know we've been dies off the ball a little bit because of what happened with the offense and how Campbell's starting to call the plays. But if you look at the performance with Tampa Bay, was great. The stinker against Minnesota. And then even in this Washington game, Mariota was, you know, I know they were probably playing off a little bit, but Mariota was completing big passes. That running back, I don't know, Rodriguez or whatever, was thrashing these guys. That defense has got to step up a little bit. And I know they have injuries, but we got the defensive line's got to get a push on him. And that secondary's got to step up a little bit more. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'll start with that. I want to see what these injury reports look like at the end of the week because Philly could be missing their center. They could be missing the right tackle. Detroit, are they going to get Kirby Joseph back? I don't know. I mean, that's going to play into that matchup with the Lions defense on the field.
Yeah, Jeff, yeah. Did you say that the Washington run game was thrashing the Lions?
Well, thrashing is probably a little dramatic, but they were getting some pretty – that offensive line was getting some pretty good pushes, don't you think?
Eh.
I mean,
Do you have the numbers in front of you, John?
Yeah, I mean, they rushed the ball 27 times for 93 yards. 3.4 okay, carry.
That's all right.
Yeah, with a not a very good running back, and now you got Saquon Barkley coming in. And so my thing of it is that I don't know what they were doing with their rookie. Was it Malik? I forget what the guy's name is, but they're saying that he's been kind of – they've been putting him off the side. He's not getting the playing time.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in there, I know those statistics, their running game was a little bit better with him in there. So, that's just my feeling on that.
Yeah, look, I mean – Philly's had a hard time running the football this season, like uncharacteristic. It's one of the things that powered them to a Super Bowl last year. I think the two biggest things for Philly last year to win a Super Bowl were their run game was elite and their front, especially in the postseason, was all over the field. Neither has been true this year in some total. They've not run the ball as well. The sacks are down. The pressure rate's not very high. Look, both these teams could wake up and play an A-plus game. But both teams have had inconsistencies. It's why the spread's set the way it is. 2.5 points, flip a coin.
Yeah, and I mean, so you look at it, they have struggled to run the ball, which is odd to me, even though they have, they changed out the right guard. The rest of the line, for the most part for the season, has been the same as it was last year, and you got Saquon Barkley. Now, he was held to 60 yards in that game against Green Bay. They only rushed the ball for 111. That's uncharacteristic of an offense for Philly. That's not a recipe for repeated success.
On the tush push, Tech says all you Detroit people cry about the tush push, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, I don't want to see that play gone. I've been a proponent of it needs to stay in. Don't pass rules that you're not allowed to do the tush push.
Dan Campbell in the Lions organization voted to keep the tush push in the game. John, you and I have both shared the opinion it should stay in the game. Now, it needs to be officiated correctly, which has been a huge issue.
So does every other quarterback sneak.
Yes. But I've often said, like, if the tush push is so easy, why doesn't everybody do it? There's a reason Philly executes it better than everybody else. It's a skill issue. I'm not going to penalize a team from being bigger, faster, stronger. Got to officiate it right, because we've seen issues this year where they let the line start early, or they don't call a fumble when Jalen Hurts is reaching over and he's not down and the team takes it away. Officiate the play properly, and I got no issue with it. Tech says, there is no person I would not want to be on psychedelics around more than James Costa. John, you'd have Jim strapped to your chest like a swaddled baby at the end of the show while he pets an invisible cat. Scott and Carlton.
Oh.
Thanks for that image.
Yeah, kitty cat.
248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.